listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Allegations of animal cruelty at Lake George have been made to the state government. It comes after footage emerged, appearing to show a duck hunter windmilling a wounded bird. The video appears to have been captured at the lake last month. Speaking to the SE Voice, Conservation and Hunting Alliance President Graham Stopp said the practice of windmilling was not illegal and that all actions they've witnessed at Lake George have been 100% compliant. House prices are continuing to climb in the southeast, according to the latest data from PropTrack. It shows Kingston saw a 22% rise in median property values in the past year. The average cost of a home in the town is currently $440,000. Meantime, Robe is the most expensive place for property. The average house price there now sits at $657,000. Briefly, police in Narracourt are wanting to make contact with a person believed to have mistakenly donated personal property to the local Finnies. And the Blue Lake City is still savouring the tourism boom brought about by Gatheround. Mount Gambier Council hosted several Before the Bounce events in the lead-up to the round. Council's CEO Sarah Philpott says the initiative had great rewards for the Limestone Coast, thanks to
this peak period where we were running a series of really interesting activities. And they, of course, also linked into the work of Gather Round. So people coming through here on their way up to Adelaide, we saw a really good result in terms of people visiting our regions.
Taking a look at sport now, and in basketball, round 3 of the NBL 1 South season is on this weekend, with the Mount Gambier Pioneers playing a Friday night doubleheader at Wollunda. It'll see the Pioneers women on court first against the Launceston Tornadoes, followed immediately after by the men who face Northwest Tasmania.